dé inspiratie om te beginnen met muziek. Zo ook voor de excentrieke muzikant Alex Cameron. Hij is persoonlijker dan ooit op zijn nieuwe album. Hij vertelt bijvoorbeeld dat hij nu onderdeel is van een modern gezin. Overigens met de actrice Jemima Kirk. En zegt erover ook in het interview dat 3 voor 12 met hem had. Ik was gewend aan het cliché dat je seksleven voorbij is als je begint met het opvoeden van kinderen. En hierover heeft hij dus een liedje geschreven. Dat heet Divorce. Dat ga je zo meteen live horen zoals hij dat deed bij Vrije Geluiden. Dat kan je trouwens ook zien. Het is ook met beeld via 3fm.nl/live. Maar voordat je dat gaat zien, kan je hier horen wat je vertelde aan mijn collega's van 3 voor 12.
I've always told stories since I was a kid. It's what I would do. And I was always driven to amplify personal stories. Always, it's just my nature. Is that if I'm telling very specific stories, then the chances are people will relate to them because we all experience small things. It's the bigger things that are hard to grapple with. You know, writing a song about world peace would be extremely hard, but writing a song about a particular character comes naturally, I think, for me. I really do want to tell effective stories that make people feel something. That's like the goal, really. So I think when I'm writing a song, I just appreciate the position I'm in where I get to tell a story and I try and make the most of it. I've always wanted to write a record that was tender and about love in my style. You know, I've been waiting for an opportunity to do it. I tend to wait for things that actually mean something to me before I write about them, you know. I was living in Far Rockaway in Queens, New York, in a quite a small apartment, and there was a bedroom, a little space for my piano, a kitchen and a bathroom. And so I would be on the piano, which was a small, like, electric piano, a Wurlitzer. And Jemima would be either reading or writing or painting, or she'd be in the bedroom, laying there sleeping, just dozing while I was playing. It was quite a, I really look back on those times fondly. But she was there when I wrote each song. Watching your pleasure, a woman, while I sit and carry on. Knowing the world is a sinking ship. I wrote all the songs on piano, and so I have those demos. And then I took them into the studio, and because we've been touring with a band, I think it's kind of like you build a family, and then you want the people you've been playing with for all these years to come in and make the music with you. So this is really me just bringing in my close friends to make my songs come to life. You know, and it's made me so excited about the music. It's made me feel more motivated to perform it. I mean, there are things you have to do to make sure that you're excited as a performer. You know, let me rephrase that. I need to do these things to stay excited, to stay motivated. And one of those things, which is important, is collaboration and bringing that energy of multiple people in so that you're excited to be a part of something bigger than yourself. I definitely think the album is very much about balancing family life with sex and how to continue on the path of like an exciting sex life while you're raising children. It's something that I've come accustomed to, you know, over the past few years. And I was just so used to the cliche being that once you're raising children, the sex life disappears, and I wanted to confront that with the music, you know, and tell a positive story about a family that's contemporary, and it's a new type of family, and they're becoming more and more common, and I thought it deserved an anthem. Now if you think I'm chasing this